fun with speech. The South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording, Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. Today we are going to begin a contest. The first five schools that can answer our riddle correctly shall have their school and their teacher named over the radio 2 weeks from today. All you have to do is write the answer to our riddle on a two-penny postcard and mail it to the South Dakota School of the Air, Station KUSD, Vermilion, South Dakota. Be sure to give the name of your school and your teacher's name. Our riddle is this. I'm thinking of five things that we can buy in a grocery store that begin with the boo sound. What are they? Should I repeat that? I'm thinking of five things that we can buy in a grocery store that begin with the boo sound. What are they? Remember, if you are one of the first five schools to answer this riddle correctly, the name of your school and teacher will be given over the air on this program 2 weeks from today. Do you remember that we always relax before we work to have better speech? Today, let us yawn and yawn and yawn. Let us yawn as wide as can be. Let us yawn again and again. We are resting, as you see. Let us stretch and stretch and stretch. Let us stretch as far as can be. Let us stretch again and again. We are rested, as you see. Now we are ready to listen. The music is going to make rhythms like our feet do when they are moving. Listen. What does this tell us the feet are doing? Well, that sounds like your feet are walking. Walk around the room in time to this music. Let's listen to the next rhythm. What would your feet do to that? Well, let's run around the room in time to that music. Here is the next one to listen to. That is marching. Let's stand up tall and march as the drum tells us to. Let's listen with our ears and tell what the different rhythms tell us. This time we are going to stay in our seats. All right? What was that? All right, here is the next one. What was that? All right, here is the next one. What was that? All right, here's the next one. What was that? Well, here's the next one. Now we have one more. What was that? All right. Have you ever watched a little kitty drink her milk? She sticks her tongue way out into the dish. Then she brings it back into her mouth. Let's pretend we are kittens lapping up our dish of milk. Little kitty laps her milk. Lap, lap, lap. Her tongue goes out, her tongue goes in. Lap, lap, lap. Little kitty likes her milk. Lap, lap, lap. Oh, see her tongue go out and in. Lap, lap, lap. Open your mouth and curl up the edges of your tongue to make a bowl. Close your mouth and swallow. Now do it again. Open your mouth. Curl up the edges of your tongue. Close your mouth. When you get home tonight, I wish you'd look in the mirror to do this. See how nice a bowl you can make with your tongue. Now listen to this. Everybody laugh with me. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Everybody laugh with glee. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Let's try doing that all together. Everybody laugh with me. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Everybody laugh with glee. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Ha, ha, ho, ho, he, he, he. Now we have a story for today. Johnny was a little boy, only 5 years old. When the sun was shining and it was warm, Johnny played outdoors. He had a tricycle that he could ride up and down the street on. He had a red wagon that he could haul rocks in. He had a yellow car that he could make roads in the sand with. There were other boys and girls who lived nearby who would come to play with him. My, what fun Johnny did have! One morning, after Johnny got out of bed, he looked out the window. It was raining. The streets were all wet. The yard was all wet. Johnny couldn't go out to play. What could he do all day long indoors? Johnny thought and thought. What could he do? I know what I'll do. I'll play hide and seek. Then when Mother comes to find me, I'll jump out and scare her, Johnny thought. So quietly he hid behind the door. Johnny, Johnny, will you come here? Called Mother. Johnny was as quiet as he could be. Johnny, Johnny, called Mother again. Johnny didn't make a sound. Suddenly, he heard Mother coming. When she was right by the door, Johnny jumped out and shouted, Boo! My, how frightened Mother was. She jumped right up into the air. Then when she saw it was Johnny, she laughed. That was a lot of fun. Johnny was looking out of the window, watching the people passing by in the rain. Suddenly, he spied his big sister running up the walk. I'll play Boo with her, thought Johnny. Quickly, he hid behind the door. Just as she opened the door to come in, Johnny jumped out and said in a big voice, Boo! My, how frightened he made his sister. She was so frightened, she dropped the package she was carrying. Then when she saw it was Johnny, she laughed and gave him a big hug. And that was a lot of fun. Who else can I play Boo with? Thought Johnny. Just then, He saw Father sitting on the davenport reading the paper. I'll scare Father, thought Johnny. So he walked up to Father very quietly. When he was almost there, he said in a loud voice, Boo! Father was so frightened that he jumped right up from the davenport and dropped the paper. Then he laughed out loud and said, Johnny, I think the rain is over now. Let's go outside and play. That's the end of our story, and now let's us make the scaring sound. Clasp your hands together very tight. Are your lips closed tightly, too? Now pull with all your might. Boo! When your hands came apart, your lips opened, too, and out came the sound of boo. Let's do it again. Hands together. Pull. Boo! And again. Hands together. Pull. Boo! Now will you scare me? Hide your head on your desk. Now pretend I am walking right by your desk. Scare me! Oh my goodness, how you frightened me! Now listen for the boo sound. When I say it, raise your hand. E, ah, b, ah, o, b, p, b, o, b. Tell me which word you hear the boo sound in. Red, green, blue. Yes, in blue. House, barn, chicken coop. It was in barn. Bear, camel, elephant. Yes, it was in bear. Tell me if you hear the boo sound at the beginning, middle, or end of these words. Boy. It was in the beginning. Crib. It was at the end. Rabbit. Of course, it was in the middle. Bear. Cabbage. Tub. Book. I hope you got those right. Now, girls and boys, the boo sound is also in what the goat says. The goat says, baa. Do you hear the boo sound there? I'm going to say a poem, and I want you to say baa with me. Nibblenose is our pet goat. Baa, baa, baa. He has a soft and silky coat. Baa, baa, baa. He gets his lunch by nibbling grass. Baa, baa, baa. And greets the children as they pass. Baa, baa, baa. He talks to us while we're in school. Baa, baa, baa. He talks when it's against the rule. Baa, baa, baa. Day by day he grows and grows. Baa, baa, baa. He'll soon grow up, our nibble nose. Baa, baa, baa. Boys and girls, do you remember our riddle? I'm thinking of five things that we can buy at a grocery store that begin with the boo sound. What are they? Write your answer on a 2-penny postcard, along with the name of your school and your teacher. If you are one of the first five schools to answer it correctly, your school and teacher will be named over this program 2 weeks from today. Don't forget, next week at this time, I'm going to tell you about the humming top. Until then, goodbye, girls and boys.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Grote.
hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.